Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. I'm here with you on Thursday, February 5th, and the show tonight is going to cover the week of February 5th through February 12th. And we have three kind of not major areas. We have three areas that are going to get influence in this week ahead. One is major, and that is Mercury retrograde is finally going to wrap up and stop taking us back over past ideas and issues and opportunities and people and situations. So knowing that as you go into this next phase, if you still need to do any of that, you may want to get in there and get busy. So when we're looking at Thursday the 5th through Thursday the 12th, there are going to be four key days. Today, the 5th, if you're listening to this live, Mercury is actually connecting with another planet, Saturn. So this is a very positive day for getting in there and talking with somebody from the past or going over those past ideas, rewriting, rethinking things. If you need to let go of something, letting go. If you need to recommit yourself, recommitting, whatever it is that you can kind of go back and tidy up or release or rework, today is a really positive day to do so. As with all of these retrograde days, the focus for all of us is our personal aspirations in life and our soul group. So that may play out through friends or group activities or affiliations. It may play out with your internet interests through astrology, through charities, through social networking or gatherings, parties, events. And Aquarius does rule our personal freedom. It rules our originality, our quirkiness, what sets us apart within that group dynamic. And so, you know, again, talks today, meetings, decisions, offers, agreements, sales, rewriting, rethinking, revisiting, releasing, all very important. And Mercury is aspecting Saturn today. And so there's something serious in the mix, something that ties in with either media or legal matters, travel or educational pursuits, weddings, religious ideas, political themes, anything in that higher-minded arena that can kind of expand us in some way. Although Saturn is not an expanding energy, it is one of finite moments. So those serious commitments, those ambitions, those responsibilities, or those limits or endings. So this is a helpful day in getting to those points. Then we're going to have Saturday the 7th and Tuesday the 10th when the moon's motion will connect with Mercury. So this isn't Mercury making an aspect. Mercury's last aspect that he makes is today, Thursday the 5th, during this retrograde. Excuse me. But the moon will stir our emotions and help connect us to these ideas and these situations to further that on emotional levels on Saturday and Tuesday. So Saturday the 7th, this is going to involve a key other person. This is a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, a competitor, an opponent, an expert, whoever that important relationship is. Saturday the 7th, this is a positive day to align with these folks in whatever it is you're revising, revamping, releasing. And then Tuesday the 10th, there's a square from the Scorpio moon. Maybe not the easiest day to have those talks. Maybe you hear back from somebody giving you their no. Maybe there's some obstacle to overcome. in Scorpio, we're looking at anything that would involve some kind of financial thing between several people or you and an institution, something that involves divorce or your sex life, or something that involves third-party situations. So it's not like you really want to avoid this stuff. You may need to step up and deal with it. I'm just telling you, you may need to bring a little extra to the table on that day. And if you do get an obstacle thrown in your path that day, you know, it's par for the course, and you're meant to work on overcoming that. And then finally, the fourth day is Mercury going direct, ending its retrograde on Wednesday the 11th. This is going to occur at 9:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can do the math for your time zone. So we will have all, you know, made it through, you know, and I'm going to double check that a.m. just because it is Mercury retrograde. Yes, it is. I thought, oh boy, Mercury retrograde statement. I really want to make sure I'm telling you the right time. Yes, 9:57 a.m. Eastern time zone. So, you know, we will have kind of made it as far as we needed to go with going back over those past ideas or situations or issues or people. And we will then be ready now to move forward into the new direction. So the day that a planet changes direction like this on an astrological level, those days do tend to be a little bit more confusing or a little bit more mix-ups and breakdowns and that kind of thing. So you do want to double-check all facts and figures if you're traveling or, you know, running around or waiting on that information. Don't jump the gun. Be careful. Use extra caution, blah, blah, blah. If you can hold off signing agreements until the following day, you're in a better position than you are if you try to sign on the day it goes direct, because yes, you are past it after 9:57 in the morning, but you want to kind of give it that 24 hours to start to gather at least a little bit of speed. For you guys who are sticklers about wanting to get past the shadow, which comes out the other side of the retrograde, you need to wait until after March 3rd. That's when it will go past its shadow, and you are absolutely free and clear then to make decisions, offer things to other people, sign agreements, purchase electronics and mechanical things. But so, you know, you can choose which one you feel strongest about after it goes direct on Wednesday, the 11th of February, or after the shadow is passed on March 3rd. For you guys that want to know when the other Mercury retrogrades are coming this year, all of these are in the air signs, which, you know, it's our thought process and our choices in life. So this first one, like I said, involved the aspirations and the soul group and the way we connect with others. The next one is going to happen between May 18th and June 11th, and it's in Gemini. So, you know, this will be about our flirtations and our ideas, our writing, our agreements and sales and our siblings and our and definitely, you know, having Mercury retrograde in Gemini, a sign that it rules, and a third house placement is a very powerful retrograde. So you do want to consider if you're needing to buy computers or other mechanical things or sign major agreements to start planning now to try to get those in before or after that May 18th to June 11th. And then the final Mercury retrograde this year is going to happen between September 17th and October 9th, and that one will be in our third air sign of Libra. That one will be relationship-oriented, making choices about romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, competitors, et cetera, et cetera. People from the past coming back around, current relationships exiting, or reworking, rethinking things so that you can take them forward in a new way. So, yes, I went past this 7-day parameter, but I thought you guys, some of you guys like to know this stuff. I thought I'd throw it out there at you. Okay, so that's our Mercury retrograde themes in this week ahead. A lot to contemplate and ask for and talk about and think about. Then we're going to have two other personal planets that are active this week, and really nothing from the big boys. So that's a relief in a lot of ways. We have the sun, the solar energy. It's going to be active on Friday the 6th, so we just have one day with solar activity this week astrologically. So this is a Sun-Jupiter opposition. So Friday the 6th is, anytime we have solar energy, it's a day for you to step up and to show up. So you're there personally or physically in the mix and taking more interest in it, applying yourself to it, letting your light shine, being the leader that you are in the situation. It may be a day where putting your name on something, signing your signature, tying in your image or your brand, or focusing on your body is also important. So the opposition means there's another person in the mix here. It's Jupiter in Leo. So this, you know, the balance here is with something fun or creative or love oriented or about the kids. And Jupiter themes, the legal stuff there, or the trip that you're planning, or the wedding, or the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or educational channels that are opening up there. So, you know, this should be a pretty expansive, luck-oriented day. Definitely a day for you to step up about your aspirations and what you want to see happen here. But Jupiter is usually, you know, it's about growth, baby. So there you go. And then we also have 2 days that are going to be Venus days in this week ahead. Again, personal planetary energy, it makes us, you know, more involved. It's not as heavy and as intense as some of this stuff that we go through all the time with the slower moving planets. So that, again, good news with that. So Venus, you know, she's all about the love, and she's also about personal income, and she's about women, and she's also about beauty. So one or all of those themes will be up front, center in your life. On the first one happens late Saturday night, early Sunday, so you may experience this both days, Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th, or it may fall one side or the other for you. So, you know, I would mark both days as special for Venus. This is an opportunity aspect. So since Venus is in Pisces for everybody, we're looking at this love energy playing out behind the scenes, maybe a romantic getaway, maybe a clandestine interlude, maybe love flowers around something artistic, a concert, a theater, maybe love flowers around spiritual practices like meditation or yoga. Maybe love flowers, you know, around healing in hospitals, through research you're doing. I don't exactly know how that one works, but maybe you do. And then the same thing goes for making money. There's income potential here Saturday and Sunday through the research you do, through the art, the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, through healing and hospitals and meditation and yoga and magical and psychic interests and you know, romantic interludes or escapes. So, and women may figure, or beauty may figure into those themes as well. The opportunity that's happening with Venus on these 2 days is with Pluto. So it's really deep. It's really intense. So a lot of sex, or a lot of potential to evolve the divorce situation, or a lot of potential to evolve the financial picture here that's shared in some kind of outer realm with other people or an institution. So, you know, definitely powerful couple days with Venus. And then the second Venus day is Tuesday the 10th. Again, love, income, women, beauty. And this day is asking for an adjustment. It does link up to Jupiter and Leo. So something that you're adjusting around the kids, the creative project, the lover, or the recreational interest. You do want to go ahead and do that, because these are two of the best planets as far as bringing good stuff around and making it easier on life. So the adjustment should be an easy one, definitely one you do want to make. So whatever give and take you can do to reach what you're going for on that day, you want to go ahead and do it. So really, that's it. You know, we got a lot of personal energy here. So if we run through the signs, you know, we're looking for at Aries here, a lot of focus with your friends, your groups, your aspirations. Definitely put those first. Anything with your internet projects, charities, astrology, social networking, parties and events and gatherings. So, you know, Mercury and anything original too, you know. Mercury is going to be giving you those days, Thursday the 5th, Saturday the 7th, Tuesday the 10th, and then going direct on Wednesday the 11th. So those first 3 days, you definitely want to get in there and connect with people and work out any details, release, revise. And then on Wednesday the 11th, you start to see the turnaround. You know where you're going now, who's going with you or who's not, what situation is forwarding and what's not. And so by Wednesday the 11th, you turn that corner. And then we have the solar energy playing out in the same area on Friday the 6th. So, you know, this is a big deal for you guys on Friday the 6th to step up, to show up at the party or event, to go meet with the friend, to do something within the group or online or with charities or astrology or your freedom or your aspirations or your original ideas. And this should involve another person, and they will show up as a love interest or a child or a creative interest or something fun and recreational. Definitely a day to connect with another person. And then Venus for Aries, you know, you got all this love and money-making stuff in the developmental stages and behind the scenes and the little clandestine getaways and the spiritual path that's taking you there and the healing that's involved. And, you know, it's kind of mystical. It's kind of karmic as well. The Saturday-Sunday energy, very powerful for intimacy, for furthering the financial or evolving the financial part of it if it's money-making. And definitely kind of goal-oriented and intense and favorable, it looks like to me. And then Tuesday the 10th, again, looks like favorable energy, but you just need to give and take a little bit when it comes, if you have something planned recreationally or with the kids or with the lover or with the creative endeavors, give and take a little bit as you further along that love interest or that income potential or what's going on with the woman or the beauty here. For Taurus, you know, all this Mercury retrograde energy is focusing on your career. This is your last week to have to go back and fine-tune something, wrap up a project, or let it go, or revise it in some way. Also for Taurus, it may be about a big personal goal, maybe about an established older person or authority type in your life, like a boss, parent, judge, mentor, that kind of person. So either career goals or these authority types, you know, this week is really important if you still need to ask for something, sign something, make a decision, hear that offer, whatever. Thursday the 5th, which is today live, this very opportune for you to get in there. Saturday the 7th, again, things are harmonious there around goals. Tuesday the 10th, you definitely need to deal with some kind of challenge there. Either you're pushing something or somebody's pushing it. This is a one-on-one with some, you know, I shouldn't say one-on-one, but it is like a partner or a client or a representative or a competitor. And then on Wednesday the 11th, you guys have Mercury go direct. So now whatever you've worked through, now that major goal is ready to move forward, or the career is ready to move forward, or that authority type is ready to move forward with you on what you're doing. Friday the 6th is going to be the day that the solar energy is all about this stuff. So if you can plan on Friday the 6th being a day where you show up personally, or it's about your physicality or your image or your brand or your name or your title or your personal needs in the mix. So again, very goal-oriented or with the career or that authority type. You'll be one-on-one on Friday the 6th, and this will involve another key person in the growth that you're experiencing with something going on in your home or with a renovation, with a real estate deal, with a move, or happening with the parent, the family, or the roommate situation. And then Venus is all over your social energy right now. So, you know, this may be a time in this week ahead. You've got Saturday, Sunday, where love can flower around friends or at parties or gatherings or online or through what you do in astrology or charities or group situations, you know, and it's very powerful and intense. Also, this is about making money in these situations or about the woman in the situation. And the intensity there ties into something transforming or evolving around wedding plans or a trip or legal matters, educational interests, or media. And then by Tuesday the 10th, there is an adjustment to make with the love, the income, the woman, or the beauty situation playing out in all those social realms. Tuesday, it's about the home, the real estate, the renovation, the move, the family, the parent, the roommate. So give and take there. It is still a very positive aspect, and you just want to see growth in both those areas. For Gemini, you know, Mercury retrograde is focusing on those higher-minded arenas. So this whole week ahead, there's a lot of energy there. You want to talk, you want to meet, you want to field offers, you want to look at writing and decisions from the past and agreements and sales, and you want to kind of revamp things, either reconnect with these past people or if there's something blocking here that you need to let go of. For Gemini, it's really playing out in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, and publicity. Or it's playing out in legal realms, educational realms, travel or foreign interests, wedding plans, religion or politics, all the higher-minded arenas. So, you know, today, Thursday the 5th, there's strong connections here for you with key relationships. Saturday, these things are going to continue to be creative or fun or bring love or focus on the kids. Tuesday the 10th, there's an obstacle there when it comes to the work or the paperwork or the health situation or someone you've hired or you're co-working with. Excuse me, I have to take a sip of water. Thank you. And then by Wednesday the 11th, we have Mercury going direct. So, you know, by Wednesday the 11th, you know at where you're going, what's going on. You can kind of start to make your decision and your forward motion again. In the middle of all that, on Friday the 6th, the sun is going to push you up there in those realms. So you're either going to be showing up to get on that plane or in the courtroom or, you know, or with the educational pursuit or the media marketing broadcasting thing or the wedding or the religion or politics. So, you know, whatever you need to show up for on Friday the 6th, maybe you're putting your name to something or you're personally or physically involved. It will involve another person, and there seems to be some kind of really important big talk or decision or offer or agreement, some kind of idea here with this other person, maybe a meeting that you do want to get in there and get involved with. Then with Venus in this week ahead, Gemini, you know, she is very goal-oriented. You know, she's showing up around a big goal, so you might have, you know, a major love goal or an income goal or a goal that involves a woman, an established type like a parent or a boss or a judge. So, you know, Saturday, Sunday, if it's a love goal, you know, definitely very powerful, very loving, very sexual, or helping you work through divorce if that's where you're at in your story, but very positive for transforming and going deeper in these areas. When it comes to income, career, there's big financial opportunity on the back end or through outside resources over this weekend as well. And then when we get to Tuesday the 10th, we see, you know, some kind of adjustment when it comes to meetings and talks and agreements and offers and writing and sales and decisions in the mix. So, again, very positive energy involved. Just kind of adapt, give and take a bit as you're going towards what you're reaching for. For Cancer, Mercury retrograde this week ahead, you know, this is really... you know, it's deep, baby. So the Cancers, you know, you guys already know what it is for you. Either you really have needed to go back and focus on a loan and an inheritance, a bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the settlement, the investments, the commissions, the alimony, the child support, whatever, you know, whatever the big financial thing is, if this is something that's hovering over you, you really do want to take advantage of this week ahead to go in there and rework something or let something go or, you know, in some way tweak it out, maybe reconnect with somebody from the past, you know. This is also, besides financial arenas for Cancer, this is about sex. It's about reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, and third-party situations. So if you're not all, you know, tied up in the financial realm, then one of these other areas may be what's kind of calling your focus. So again, Thursday the 5th, which is today for you guys listening live, very opportune day to submit stuff. Saturday the 7th, again, harmonious flow when you can direct this towards the home or real estate renovations, moves, roommates, parents, family. Tuesday the 10th, an obstacle to overcome when it comes to the creative side of things or the lover or the kids or the recreation. And then by Wednesday the 11th, you guys are moving forward. Mercury goes direct, and you're no longer in that revitalizing stage. Now you're moving into new territory. So whatever you had to rethink or rework, now you're ready to move forward. In the middle of all that, on Friday the 6th, the sun asks you to show up. You need to either be there in the bed with your sex partner or be there in the court with the divorce attorney or sitting down with your ex or be there, you know, in the bank or wherever you deal with outside financial matters with your tax attorney or, you know, I don't know, whoever the financial thing is about. So you want to show up, or this is a day, Friday the 6th is a day when you may be looking at your name tied to something, your signature or some personal need or physical thing going on here. And, you know, it's putting you with another person, and this other person is in some kind of position to look at the big picture with what's going on with your income or your purchases or your possessions and how you're going to deal with that. Then we have Venus energy, and for Cancer in this week ahead, Saturday, Sunday this weekend, the 7th and the 8th, Venus is all about, hey, let's take that love on the road. Let's take a trip. Let's plan a trip. Or let's look at the wedding plans. Or let's look at, what we're doing in media or education or legal matters together. So love is flowering in those areas. Income is also focused in those areas. You may have opportunities to really work on your media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, your educational pursuits, if you're teaching, the legal contracts, anything in those realms can bring money. There can also be a female that you're focused on these things. And as I'm telling you this, I have a dog untying my shoelaces so very gently. She's got it down to a science. Like, she thinks if she pulls so slowly, I won't discover that she's like undoing my shoes for the 12th time a day. All right, anyways, an aside. Saturday, Sunday, the 7th and 8th, very positive, transformative in those areas, and will involve a key relationship, a partner, an agent, an attorney, a client, a specialist, a competitor, but there's good, powerful, transformative energy here. And then when we look at Tuesday the 10th, you're going to be making an adjustment there with Venus. This is a positive energy combination again, but you do want to give and take a little bit around what's going on with that income situation, your purchases or possessions. Oh, now shoe number two is going. Oh, that dog cracks me up. All right, so I have to take a drink. Hold on a second. All right, Leo. Leo, Mercury retrograde. This week, it's your last big week. If you need to go back and reconnect with a past issue or person or opportunity, it's all in your relationship zone. So it is about your romantic partners, your business partners, your representatives like agents and attorneys, your directors and producers, your clients, your audience, your specialists and experts, your competitors and opponents. So this is a really important week with these people. You may hear from them. You may run into them. You may need to ask them something or get in there and look at agreements from the past or decisions and offers, all this stuff. Time to rethink and revise. Or let go. So today, Thursday the 5th, very powerful for cementing things here one way or the other through around creative or fun or love or kid stuff. Saturday the 7th, connecting with these people, again, favorable alignment for talks and meetings and offers and decisions. Tuesday the 10th will show you any obstacles or challenges to overcome. Will involve your home, real estate, family, moves, renovations, parents, roommates. And then by Wednesday the 11th, Mercury is going direct and you have the go-ahead to start to move forward into new relationships or take that relationship into some new area, make your choices about what stays behind, what goes forward. In the middle of all that, the solar energy is active on Friday the 6th. Same area. That's the day you show up. You're there personally. You're there physically. It's about what you need, what you're doing. So you might be sitting down with that attorney or going out with your lover or, whoever this person is. This is the day to get in there. And there's this opposition with Jupiter. So this is very favorable for some kind of growth opportunity for you. It's a big day for whatever happens. It's a protective day and a day of positive growth for you. So look at it that way. That's what's happening. Then when we look at Venus, Venus is active this weekend, the 7th and 8th. For Leo, that's playing out in your sex house. So if you're in love, the love and sex is going to go pretty, great. this is also the house of major finances. So this is personal income in the house of all other kinds of finances. Again, very important week for getting in there and looking at the details and looking at paperwork, doing the work, whatever you can to organize any of the financials. Very important week for that. And then if there's divorce going on, if there's mortality issues, reproductive needs, anything with third parties, again, the details are where it's at. So, transforming through, being very specific about how you want to evolve the situation. And then by Tuesday the 10th, the adjustment is to you, Leo. So, it's still a very fabulous energetic combination, and it's still about growth for you. You just want to give and take a little bit, whatever's going on there with the sex or the finances or the divorce or the other topics there. For Virgo, you know, we're looking at Mercury retrograding here. It's one of your rulers, so you guys definitely feeling it. This is your last really big week to go back over and figure out what's going on with your health or with a work situation or with paperwork that's still hanging out there or with someone you've hired to help you, with a coworker, with what's going on with the animals, environmental concerns, you know, organizing, all of this, you know, all the meticulous parts of your life. Really important days if there's something to rework here or go back with somebody from the past or some issue that's hanging on that you could tidy up and leave it behind you, or if there's somebody you want to reconnect with to take forward through all of this. So, you know, today, the 5th, is a very solid day for you. Things can kind of cement in the home or with family or renovations, moves, real estate deals, parents, roommates. By Saturday the 7th, there's another positive alignment that brings purchases in to help or helps you with your income or your possessions. Then by Tuesday the 10th, there is a challenge or an obstacle to overcome, which does involve a sibling, a neighbor, vehicles, electronics, or has to do with a talk or meeting or offer, agreement, sale, something in the communication realm. Then Mercury goes direct on Wednesday the 11th, and you guys are ready to now move out of this past releasing, revitalizing stage and move into the future, into the next level when it comes to your health, your work, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help, or your pets. So in the middle of that, on Friday the 6th, you show up. You're either at the job or at the doctor's or at the gym, whatever you're doing for health, or you're you know, showing up to sign the documents or showing up for the animals in some way, or with that coworker or hired person. And this is a very big day of growth. There's something big that can be going on for you on Friday the 6th involving healing, this other person in healing or a hospital or a spiritual practice or some kind of artistic thing that you're involved in or a romantic union that's going on or some kind of big research or development project. Very, very big, very positive here on Friday the 6th. Then Venus for Virgo is all about your relationships in this week ahead. So Saturday, Sunday, focus that love or that money-making potential or what you're doing with the woman. Focus it with your romantic partner, your business partner, your agent, attorney, specialist, client. You know, anyone that's a key relationship is going to be there with you for the love, the money-making, or the woman. And Saturday, Sunday, it ties right into your house of true love, your house of creativity, having fun, and what you do with kids. So really looks like a fabulous weekend for the Virgos. Then on Tuesday the 10th, we have an adjustment aspect. The adjustment is still a positive energetic for you guys with these relationships, whether they're about love or income or the woman. And the adjustment is around that healing, hospital, spiritual, artistic, or romantic interlude side of things. So give and take a bit as you continue to go down that road. For Libra, you know, we're seeing Mercury finishing up this last week of going back and seeing if there's anything in the past that you need to reconnect with, rethink, release, or revive when it comes to a creative project or when it comes to your creative talents or when it comes to the kids or when it comes to your love life or your lover or when it comes to having fun or recreational, you know, interests that you have. So when you're looking at these days to revise this stuff or run into people from the past or go over those past issues or opportunities, Thursday the 5th, which is today live, a really important day for getting, you know, making some solid decisions one way or the other, endings or long-term commitments or getting serious about ambitions and what you want to do. Saturday the 7th aligns very favorably to you, Libra, in all of this. So schedule yourself some fun or some creative energy or something for love or kids on that day. Tuesday the 10th is a challenge, and it focuses on personal income or possessions or purchases. So, you know, if you need to talk about that or make some decisions, that's the day to do it. And then by Wednesday the 11th, Mercury goes direct, and now you're ready to move forward. You've figured out whatever you needed to figure out. It's time to move into this next territory with love, kids, creativity, or fun. In the middle of all that, the sun is going to activate those topics on Friday the 6th. That's a day you show up. You are there doing the creative project or around the creative spark, or you're there with the kids doing something, or you're there with your lover, or you're there doing the recreational thing. And this day aligns with another person who may be a friend, maybe part of a group, maybe something going on online, tied into astrology or charities or social networkings or a party or event you attend. But definitely looks like a really positive day for expansion for you through these realms. And then Venus energy for you guys, your ruler, is going to be focused this week and Saturday to Sunday, you know, really kind of focused on, you know, organizing, cleaning up, doing the work, focusing on a job, focusing on health, taking care of the pets or enjoying the pets, really focusing on any paperwork in the mix or people you hire to help you or your coworkers. And so love can play out there. You can make money in those realms or work on making money, or you can focus on a female in those situations. Definitely powerful and positive days, Saturday and Sunday, for those themes, and can play out with transformative things in the home or tied to real estate moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. Then by Tuesday the 10th, you have an adjustment. This adjustment is still very positive energy, again, focusing on work, health, paperwork, pets, coworkers, people you hire. But you want to make adjustments with that friend, that group, the internet, the astrology charity, or aspirations. For Scorpio, taking another sip of my water. All right, Scorpio. Mercury retrograde, you know, it's your last big week to go back. Anything you're trying to revamp that's been going on in your home that is tied to real estate or moves or renovations that involves your parent, your roommate, or your family, this is a really important week. So if you're trying to revise agreements about anything going on there, or you're trying to reconnect with somebody, work out issues, work out opportunities, rethink things. this is your week, you know, to go back in there and do that. So Thursday, the 5th, today live, is definitely an opportune day where you can kind of connect that into purchases or possessions or income potential and cementing something one way or the other there. Saturday the 7th is going to give you a lot of energy, positive again, that works through things going on behind the scenes, maybe a romantic tryst that happens there, or artistic project you're in development with there, or spiritual practices you're doing there, or any healing, hospital matters, recuperation, rest, or research. Tuesday the 10th is a challenge obstacle day, and it's about you. So you either got to get out of your own way. Maybe you have something else you'd rather be doing. Maybe there's something going on with that you need to tend to with your body, your name, your brand, your image in some way. Just expect to kind of work through whatever it is with you that you need to work through on Tuesday. And then by Wednesday the 11th, Mercury goes direct. Now you're ready to move into that next chapter. You're kind of going to leave some stuff behind, or you've revised it and ready to take it forward and take things to that next stage when it comes to those core root topics. In the middle of all that, on Friday the 6th, the solar energy will ask you to show up. So you'll be in the home or dealing with the real estate or the move or the renovation, or you'll be there dealing with the parent or the roommate or the family in some way. And this puts you one-on-one with another person that really is in some kind of growth arena when it comes to your career or big goals or your reputation or something involving an authority type, like, again, a parent or a boss or a judge or a mentor of some sort. So Friday, definitely a day to connect over expansion in these areas. Then Venus is going to be very active over this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and she's all about, you know, she's in your house of true love, so it may be all about a weekend of love and connecting with somebody for the sex and the love, and it's powerful. Venus also, this is the house of creativity, so if it's not about love coming through for you this weekend, then it can be about income and or a woman and what can develop in your creative realm, or with the kids, or with something recreational. Again, the powerful transformation comes through meetings that happen or talks that happen here, or something that involves a short trip or something in your community, nearby neighborhood kind of thing. And then by Tuesday the 10th, again, creativity, true love, kids, or fun. And this one is about making an adjustment around the goal, the career, or that authority figure who's in the mix. Again, very favorable energy involved, so you do want to kind of adapt and work through this because it looks like it's worth it. For Sagittarius, Mercury is retrograding in the communication zone, so very important week for rethinking or going back and revising what you said, what you asked for, what you wanted, what you thought, what you signed, what you sold, you know, the offers that came through, the interviews and auditions, anything that also might involve your brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, community activities. So, you know, very important that you're going back, running into those past people or situations, looking at the past issues or opportunities, and doing what it takes to rework all of that. So Thursday the 5th, which is today live, very positive day for cementing something for yourself. Whatever information, news, or offers or decisions that come down your way on you from an outside source, whatever it is a positive thing for you. So you have to look at it that way. It may be about you initiating something yourself. Again, if you're choosing something today involving this past or ongoing matter, again, very positive and cementing something. Saturday the 7th will involve the friends, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the aspirations in some way. Again, very positive. Tuesday the 10th will bring your challenge, and it will involve something in the art realm, art, music, film, or something in your spiritual practices, something with, you know, your romantic interlude, or something with healing or hospitals or research. So do your best to talk through that, work around whatever you need to. And then by Wednesday the 11th, you guys are moving forward. Mercury goes direct, and you're ready to make those choices and move forward in any of those areas that I listed. In the middle of all that, Friday the 6th, you're going to have solar energy, which means it's time for you guys to show up. You'll be there with your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your vehicles, or your electronics, or you'll be there taking that short trip or doing that local thing, or you'll be writing or interviewing or auditioning or making sales or signing agreements or in those talks or meetings. There's quite a bit there, I know. You'll know which one sits right with you. And on Friday, as you show up for this, you know, it involves another person, and this person is good for you in the balance in helping you either through a legal matter or travel plans or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational pursuits, weddings, religion, or politics. So you do want to show up for this on Friday the 6th. Venus for Sagittarius is all about what's going on in the home or around real estate, family, moves, renovations, parents, or roommates this weekend and into Tuesday. So, you know, this may be there's a lot of love going on in the home or with your family, or there's potential to make income through real estate or renovations or moves or a family business, or there's potential to focus on the female or the beautification that's going on here. And so Saturday, Sunday, this is really powerful, and it ties into potential to make money or to do something big with possessions, your stuff, your objects, or to make big purchases. And then on Tuesday, there's an adjustment for you guys. Again, it's positive energy, you know, but this time you want to kind of adapt or work around those legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, or political themes. Whatever's on, you know, tap in one of those areas for you, it is good. You just want to, you need to work around some obstacle or some, maybe you're pulled in two directions a little bit on that day. Work around it. For Capricorn, we're looking at Mercury retrograding over topics about making money, about gifts or purchases or your possessions. And so this is your last big week to get in there, revise, let go of stuff that's blocking you or you've outgrown it, reconnect with past people or opportunities, go over the old issues, you know, however you need to rework stuff. So Thursday, today, the 5th, is definitely a positive day for any cementing anything here that is tied to something going on behind the scenes, maybe tied into purchases you make for your spiritual stuff, your meditation or yoga class, maybe, making money or there as well. Maybe about what's going on with hospitals or healing modalities, what's going on with research, what's going on with romantic unions, what's going on with artistic projects, whatever you can kind of get behind the scenes and work on positive today. Saturday the 7th, there's also positive alignment, this one right to your career midheaven. So the career is rocking, or there's something, some goal you can reach, or leadership abilities you can shine on, or it could be about a big personal goal you're reaching, or the boss or authority figure stepping up and being in a good place with you on Saturday. By Tuesday the 10th, there's an obstacle or a challenge to overcome. It will involve a friend or associate, a group affiliation or activity, the internet and what you're doing with that, astrology, charities, social networking, or your personal aspirations as they're evolving in the situation, again, tied to that income, possession, or purchase. So by Wednesday the 11th, Mercury goes direct. You've worked it out. You figured out where you want to be, and your do-over is over, and you're now ready to start to move ahead, whichever way that's going to be in those themes. In the middle of all this, on Friday the 6th, you guys are going to have, you're going to be showing up. You're either there making the money, or you're there making the purchase, or you're in there doing something with all your possessions and stuff, or gift giving. And this is going to involve another person. They are good for you, or there's some kind of growth or expansion going on here. And they come from the side of either the bank or the loan or the debt or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the taxes or insurance or commissions or investments or settlements or alimony or child support or whatever finance I'm leaving out. They're big on the financial end. They also may be coming in a personal way from, in the balance with you. If this is about a gift or this is about you guys buying something, could be, around your sex life, could be around a divorce proceeding, anything reproductive or mortality focused. Then again, this could be some kind of big day with you and them over those themes. Then when we look at Venus. Venus is active Saturday, Sunday, the 7th and 8th. For Capricorn, I mean, she's all about communications and local stuff going on. So this may really focus the love. Maybe you guys take a little short trip together. Maybe there's something going on in your community. Maybe there's something with love as far as proposals or talks or meetings or agreements. When it comes to Venus and income, this weekend can be all about, making money locally through your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your ideas, the offers finally coming through. There could be money-making opportunities with brothers, sisters through vehicles, electronics. So any of this, it's a good weekend. Ties in with Pluto, which is in your sign, so you're in a very powerful position. So, love it up or make the money or deal with the woman, it's all good. And then when we get to Tuesday the 10th, there is an adjustment. Again, it's an expansive, positive energy, but the adjustment is around sex, divorce, shared finances, the outside financial resources, mortality, or reproductive needs. So you want to kind of work through those as best you can towards whatever it is you're going for with this love interest or the money-making potential or the woman. For Aquarius, Mercury is all about you this week ahead. It's your last week to go back and see if there's something that you was, there for you, that was part of you, that you wanted in your past that, you can now revise, or if you've outgrown it, is how are you going to let it go? So going back to the old identity, the old ideas about yourself, looking at what was going on or what's been going on with your body, with your image, with your brand, with your name, with your title. Thursday the 5th, important day as far as, looking at the aspirations or connecting with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, or free your own personal freedom in the mix. Saturday the 7th, very powerful day for traveling, legal agreements or decisions, media, educational pursuits, wedding plans. Tuesday the 10th will bring up some kind of challenge when it comes to career needs or a goal that you need to work around, or some authority type like the parent or judge or boss. And then by Wednesday the 11th, Mercury's direct, and you guys are ready now to kind of, okay, I figured it out over these last 3.5 weeks. I know who I am or what I want, and you're ready to start moving forward. In the middle of all that, on Friday the 6th, the solar energy shines a light, and it's you showing up with another person or about another person. So this is you with or about that marriage partner, business partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent, any key relationship one-on-one. Again, we'll be Jupiter themed, you know. Is this a person at a distance, or is there a trip involved? Is there something legal? Is there something educational, or in the media realm, or with the wedding, or the religion, or the politics? So look at growth opportunities and ways to open things up for yourself on Friday the 6th. And then when we look at Venus for Aquarius, she's all about making money, buying stuff, and her stuff that she already owns, her gifts and her possessions. So, you know, this may mean that, you know, income in the income part of the chart, very strong Saturday, Sunday for, you know, if you need to go make money, go do it. Should be good days for you. If there is love stuff going on for you this weekend, it may be around a purchase you're making or the gifts you're giving or receiving. Or maybe you're going to fall in love while you're making money. I don't know. and there's real powerful energy here connected to what goes on secretly or behind the scenes or with a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway or what goes on around healing hospitals, research, spiritual practices, or artistic projects. All very powerful, all very favorable. Then when we get to Tuesday the 10th, we have an adjustment aspect, adjusting to your income, possession, or purchasing energy. And this is with that key relationship. So give and take when it comes to that partner, that representative, specialist, client, or competitor. Still very positive energies, very growth-oriented. You just want to do the give and take as you can on Tuesday. For Pisces, there's all this energy playing out in the mystical karmic part of the chart this week with Mercury retrograde. So it is your last big week to go back, rethink, you know, rethink those romances that have been going on behind the scenes. Rethink your spiritual practices, your meditation, your yoga, your magical interests, your psychic abilities. Rethink the healing, the hospital interest, the, you know, anything that can take you into organic or holistic energy. Rethink, you know, anything with art, music, film, dance, sculpture, poetry, anything that is behind the scenes and developmental. So, you know, you may run into past people, you may be finding ways to revamp things with them or to let go of blockages or let go of them. Issues and opportunities still on tap to work through. Thursday the 5th, very positive day for cementing something around the goal that you have here or dealing with some established person in the mix or the career as it plays out here. Saturday the 7th, it really aligns positively with sex or divorce or going deeper or the shared financials. And then Tuesday the 10th, there's an obstacle or challenge which comes around wedding plans, travel, education, legal, or media topics, maybe even religion or politics as well. Then by Wednesday the 11th, you guys have Mercury going direct. You guys are ready now to make your choices about that romance, that spiritual practice, that healing or hospital matter, that artistic project or the developmental project. And in the middle of all that, on Friday the 6th, the sun will shine a spotlight and ask that you show up. So on Friday, you need to be there in the healing facility or hospital. You need to be there with the romantic union. You need to be there in the artistic project or with the spiritual practice or the rest and recuperation, you know, the behind-the-scenes efforts. And there will be a one-on-one with you and another person on Friday the 6th, which is growth-oriented, and they are coming from the position of health or work or paperwork, the details, organizing something, or they're coming from, focus on animals or, you know, coworkers or people you hire to help. So get in there with those people on Friday the 6th. Then when we look at Venus for Pisces, you know, this is obviously, she's in your sign. So this weekend is absolutely fabulous for you, connecting with women or making money or falling in love or expressing the love. And for you guys this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, I mean, this is really going to play out at parties or events or gatherings online with friends in group situations. Or it's really going to tie in with how you feel about your aspirations, your freedom, or something original going on in the mix. very powerful, very deep, may have some sexual or financial ramifications for you and help you evolve the situation. And then by Tuesday the 10th, there's an adjustment aspect, again, very favorable for you and the way you're evolving your love, your income potential, or the women around you. You just want to give and take a bit when it comes to health matters, the job, the paperwork, the coworker, the people you hire, or the pets. So adapt around that. So that's it for everybody. Zoe Moon, this is February 5th through the 12th. I hope that our last week of Mercury retrograde is a gentle one. It looks like it may be. I wish everybody a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back next Thursday, the 12th, same time. See you then.